from Houston, and I got to say, Houston seems to be Ben Carson territory like a lot of cities and states around the country. Dr. Carson at 20% now, according to the NBC Wall Street Journal poll that was released over the weekend, just one percentage point away from a man named Trump. Let's welcome on our guest line one of the most foremost physician scientists in the country, and of course, now presidential candidate, Dr. Ben Carson. Dr. Carson, welcome back to the Mike Gallagher Show. How have you been?
Oh, good. Good to be with you again.
How does it feel to be one point away from the Donald?
Well, I don't so much look at it as being one point away from him as just continuing to make upward progress as more and more people, you know, are able to hear what we're actually saying as opposed to what the media says we're saying.
And the media does have a narrative. I mean, this latest round where you express some reservations about putting a Muslim in charge of the country, a YouGov poll was just released. 57% of the public overall agrees with you. And yet the media acted as if your skepticism, your wariness of a Muslim in the White House was some kind of a fringe, crazed, wild-eyed assertion. 57%, Dr. Carson, according to this poll, agree with you.
Well, maybe they should learn something from that. Maybe they should learn that they're the wild-eyed, fringe, crazy group. maybe they don't fit in. And I long for the day when the media begins to understand that the reason that they're the only business that is protected by our Constitution is because it was intended that they would be on the side of the people. They wouldn't pick sides. They wouldn't be on Republican side or the Democrat side, and you would be able to trust them.
Well, and what's fascinating to me is that your critics and people who push back against a reasonable concern about Muslim ideology, certainly on the part of extremists, is that they never acknowledge that we're perfectly capable of distinguishing between Muslim extremists and people who of the Muslim faith who are not extremists. And yet the media narrative is, well, folks like Dr. Carson, they just lump all of it together and just act like a Muslim is automatically a suspected terrorist. That's not what you said.
Well, they take advantage of low information individuals and people who won't investigate things for themselves. But what they all also look at is when we put our Constitution together, look at the requirements to be president. You have to be a natural-born American citizen. And they weren't saying that somebody who was born somewhere else couldn't possibly be patriotic and couldn't do it. They just said, we don't even want to take the chance that we put somebody in that position who might have divided loyalties.
Right.
We ought to be using the same standards.
One of the interesting things about this YouGov poll, as again, 57% of Americans agree with you, a majority of the GOP, a plurality even of Democrats agree with you, but it was interesting the way it lined up with race. A near majority of blacks disagreed with your concern and your position, which means that it's basically white and Latino Democrats who sort of line up with the way you and I feel about the sort of skepticism we'd have. Do you have any takeaway on that, Dr. Carson?
Well, I think American blacks, over the course of this next year, will begin to see that they've been manipulated very, very largely, and people telling them what they're supposed to think and what they're supposed to say. And more I'm finding, are thinking for themselves and are recognizing, you know, what really works for them and for their communities.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that that's a dynamic that is in the process of changing.
You know, it seems to me we talk about race relations on this show all the time. People are thirsting for some answers, tired of the polarization, Black Lives Matter, White Lives Matter, left, right. I mean, it's become embarrassing to say out loud, lives matter. You know, people are afraid to even say that. You've embraced that, though, from almost day one. You're willing to tackle that. How important is advancing race relations problems that we have in conflicts to the next president of the United States? Is it high on the priority list or not so much?
I think it's a very big priority because one of the major things that is threatening our nation right now is divisiveness on all levels. You know, gender, race, income, age, religion, they're driving wedges between the people, divide and conquer. And of course, a wise man once said, a house divided against itself cannot stand.
Right.
So it is an essential part. We're called the United States of America, not the divided states of America.
Sure.
And we need a commander-in-chief who understands that and tries to promote our unity and not our division.
Dr. Carson, I saw a story earlier this morning that a reporter was embedded with some ISIS terrorists, and that the end game for ISIS, according to this report, is worldwide a type of nuclear annihilation. There's no question that ISIS would love to get its hands
sure.
on nukes. They would love to wipe out as many of the infidels as they could. I mean, here we are staring evil in the face. We have ISIS investigations. It's been reported in all 50 states. This is a major threat to the safety and security of the United States of America. And I really believe that most Americans feel that this current administration isn't doing nearly enough to address it.
No, they're not. And, you know, and then a lot of Americans also think that we made a mistake in 2003 when we went into Iraq and we lost a lot of men and we lost a lot of money. And they don't want to see that happen again. But this is a completely different situation. These global jihadists want to destroy us and our way of life. They are an existential threat to us. And we either allow them to accomplish their goal or we use every resource available to us to destroy them, not to contain them, but to destroy them. That is our only option.
I wanted to see if you cared to respond. As you know, the front runner, the man who, according to the NBC poll, is just one point ahead of you, Donald Trump, has released a tax plan. There's been some pushback. There's been many who think it's a good idea. Any response to what Donald Trump has put forward in terms of the four tax brackets, 0%, 10%, 20%, 25%, no marriage penalty, no alternative minimum tax? Care to respond to what Mr. Trump has put forth?
Well, some of it is similar to what I've been proposing, but I only want one tax bracket,
mm-hmm.
and I want it to be proportional. I want everybody to be part of the game. I don't want half people be exempted from it so that they're not paying attention or they don't care or they get a say on how much the other half pays. None of that makes any sense.
Right.
I do believe in compassion, and, you know, we have ways of taking care of the indigent people in our society, some of which fall back on the private sector, no question about it. And all of that's going to be coming out in great detail over the next couple of months.
Terrific.
Also, I was happy to see him adopt something that I've talked about for several months now, and that is the concept of bringing back all of that money overseas.
Right.
Repatriate that money. Give a tax holiday. And what I propose is that 10% of the money that is brought back be used to create jobs.
Dr. Carson, I have to tell you that many of my listeners are so impressed with the ascendancy, the surge for both you and Mr. Trump. And a lot of people I keep seeing in emails and tweets, and there's even some comments here on my text message board, Trump Carson or Carson Trump 2016. Now, you haven't had too many dust-ups with Mr. Trump, as some of your fellow Republican candidates have. Do you envision, since you are, along with Carly Fiorina, the three decidedly non-political candidates in this race, can you envision a scenario where you partner with Donald Trump or Carly Fiorina, for that matter?
Well, as I've said before, all things are possible. We still have a long way to go, and, you know, the people have some very important decisions to make as they get a chance to really know us. But the one thing that I really like about Mr. Trump is that he is bringing in, just as I am, a lot of people who were sitting on their hands before and people who have never been involved in the process. And, you know, we have over 550,000 donations, and a lot of them are for people who are donating to a political campaign for the first time in their lives. And regardless of who the nominee is, bringing all those people into the process is going to be very beneficial for our party.
There's just no question that you guys have tapped into something that is very compelling. There's an interest in this way earlier for any other presidential race than I've ever seen, and I think you've nailed it. It has to do with, you know, the compelling story of a retired neurosurgeon, a businesswoman who ascended from being a secretary, and a real estate mogul and reality TV star, capturing the imagination of millions and millions of Americans.
Real people who have accomplished things in their lives. And what we need are people of accomplishment, people who know how to solve problems, not necessarily people who just talk a good game, push papers, and know how to get elected. And I think that's what people are saying.
Dr. Carson, I know how busy you are on the campaign trail. We very much appreciate your time, and we look forward to catching up with you again real soon.
Look forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ben Carson, presidential candidate, joining us here on the Mike Gallagher Show.